President Bush has marked the 6 months since the attacks of September 11th in a solemn ceremony on the South Lawn of the White House. He pledged his administration's commitment to a war against terrorism around the world, stressing that Afghanistan is just the beginning. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
More than 1,000 people were invited to the White House event. Under chilly blue skies, the Boys Choir of Harlem sang. Seated in the rows of chairs on the lawn were family members of victims of the attacks, firefighters and police officers, as well as members of Congress, the Cabinet, and the Supreme Court. The president paid tribute to those who died on September 11th and spoke of the justice he said their deaths required.
History will know that day not only as a day of tragedy, but as a day of decision. When the civilized world was stirred to anger and to action, and the terrorists will remember September 11th as the day their reckoning began.
The president spoke from a large stage that had been constructed for the occasion. Seated behind him were ambassadors from more than 150 nations. Flags from each of their countries lined the platform, underscoring the president's message that the entire civilized world must stand together in tracking down and eliminating terrorist networks.
Every terrorist must be made to live as an international fugitive, with no place to settle or organize, no place to hide, no governments to hide behind, and not even a safe place to sleep.
The president detailed progress made so far, but also spoke of dangers and sacrifices ahead. He did not mention Osama bin Laden, whose whereabouts are unknown today, but he did talk of the success in toppling the Taliban government in Afghanistan. The president also spoke of the ongoing threat posed by nations with ties to terrorists, nations which either have or are trying to acquire weapons of mass destruction.
Our coalition must act deliberately. But inaction is not an option.
Ambassadors from Nigeria, Turkey, and from South Korea also spoke at the event. Each expressed solidarity with the U.S. Korea's Sung Chul Young spoke of the aid the U.S. and other nations gave to his country in the fight against communist North Korea a half century ago.
As we then fought side by side and shoulder to shoulder, now the Korean people actively support the U.S.-led campaign against terrorism, and will do so until it is eradicated.
Over the past 6 months, there has been some criticism from some allies of the United States over how the war is being handled. At today's event, the message was unity in the face of a common threat, with the president ending his remarks not with the usual "God bless America," but instead with "May God bless our coalition." Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.